A Prayer for Hard Days by Christina Fox. Draw near to God, and He will draw near to you. James 4:8. We all have hard days, challenging days, days that stretch us, sometimes beyond what we can bear. Sometimes these days appear as a series of little irritating events that build up to one terrible, horrible, no good, very bad day. Other days we wake up to find one huge unexpected event that lands like a bomb in our life. Sometimes those hard days find us busy and distracted as we try to fix everything that has gone wrong. Or we get so caught up in our thoughts and feelings about our circumstances that it consumes us. Or perhaps we attempt to hide away from our struggles of the day in hopes that if we don't think about it, maybe it will all just go away. Instead of such responses, hard days are opportunities for us to draw near to God. They are opportunities for us to rely on Him, depend on Him, and receive more of His grace. Such days remind us how desperate we are and how much we need our Savior. Father in heaven, help me. I am so weary and worn down by this day. So many things are happening all at once, and I don't know what to do. I am overwhelmed. It feels like I'm standing in a fierce wind that is whipping and swirling around me. I can't move. The force is so strong. It may just knock me down flat. And worst of all, what if I can't get back up again? Father, I can barely lift my eyes to you. It's all I can do to cry out for help. Please extend your grace to me this day. Help me to see that you are in this and that you are with me. Help me to remember that you are not surprised or taken off guard by the events of this day. As I dwell and meditate on who you are, I'm amazed and filled with wonder that you would love and care for me. No other religion in all the world has a God that loves his people. No other religion has a God that listens and cares about the cries of the human heart. No other religion has a God that would humble himself and take on frail human flesh and live in this sin-stained world. No other religion has a God that would lay down his life for his people. But you are that God. You are God alone. Your word tells me that before time began, you chose me to be yours through your Son, Jesus Christ. Ephesians 1:4. You set your love on me and made me yours. Ephesians also says that through Christ I have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses, according to the riches of his grace. 1:7. Forgive me for my fears about this day. Forgive me for how I have complained and muttered about how hard this day has been. Forgive me for forgetting that you are with me. Forgive me for forgetting who I am because of what your Son, Jesus Christ, has done. Forgive me for failing to remember the glorious truths and riches I have because of the gospel. It is these truths that I am focusing my heart on in the midst of this hard day. I pray the words of Paul and claim them as my own, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give me the spirit of wisdom and of revelation in the knowledge of him, having the eyes of my heart enlightened, that I may know what is the hope to which he has called me, what are the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints, and what is the immeasurable greatness of his power toward us who believe. Ephesians 1:17-19. Father, hear my prayer. Grant me gospel hope in the midst of this hard day. Help me cling to your grace, your wisdom, and your strength. Through Jesus and because of Jesus, and in his name I pray. Amen. Thank you.
I'm Don Hawkins, and I once heard Chick-fil-A founder Truett Cathy say, "You can tell if a person needs encouragement, check to see if they're breathing." I'd like to invite you to my weekly podcast, Encouragement for You, featuring encouraging guests like Dr. Greg and Aaron Smalley, Dan Cathy, the late Dr. Frank Minrith, Josh McDowell, and more. To subscribe to my weekly Encouragement for You podcast, go to lifeaudio.com. That's lifeaudio.com.